So what is your feeling about these gigs tonight?
These gigs, for me, I was very intrigued by the thought of playing with Moonkana to begin with. I wasn't entirely sure what to expect, and it certainly exceeded my expectations one way or another, but actually I feel very, very happy about doing the gigs. I feel quite privileged to have been able to be a part of doing these gigs with Moonkana. It's been very, very cool, and it's certainly been very eye-opening, you know. An aspect of rock that I hadn't previously kind of, I was aware of even, you know, and having seen it and being a part of it, it's been great. It's been very cool.
And to play in Paris?
Paris, actually, this is the first time I've been in Paris. Actually, certainly this club, I'm really, really happy to play this club. Certainly want to come here again. You know, everybody here that we've met, encountered, they've been great, absolutely great, from top to bottom, for sure. And the food's good.
You work all together for the new songs?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Basically, the rough basis of the songs have been demoed up, and we're all getting together into a studio and working with it together. And what will eventually end up on the new release will be a collaboration of all of us on it together, which is great. It's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Have you already got the title of the new LP? Or
it's Welcome to the Underground, yeah. Yeah, that's the new title, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And for the new songs, is it in the same mood, or did you change some stuff, maybe with more guitar solo, or...?
Not so much in terms of the actual content of the music, but there's certainly a change in the direction of the actual material. There is a little bit of a concept behind that, which I'll let somebody else explain to you. But there's something very, very cool happening at the moment with that, and it's taking it in a new direction, which is going to be very, very cool.
So what is your feeling about these gigs tonight?
Tonight's gig? I'm actually really, really happy with it. No, it wasn't completely perfect. I think the vibe was very, very good, and I think we all played really well. I mean, to me, it sounded on stage very, very solid. And I could see people in the audience sort of, you know, like that, nodding their heads, sort of bouncing up and down a little bit in time. And for me, that's a very good way of telling if it's working.
Yeah, and in the crowd, the sound was good too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Really. Not too much electro, not too much for the instruments.
The balance.
Yeah, the balance was really good.
That's what we're aiming for. The sound guy was amazing. He wasn't freaked out about anything. He got it just right, and it felt very good, very good.
You worked on the new songs?
We all did.
What did you made in inside? I mean, what is your touch in the new songs?
Okay. Well, we're actually still working on them. Ahania and Lutz have basically put lots of music together when they went on holiday,
but a working holiday.
Yes, exactly. But since they came back to London, we worked on material about a week ago for all weekend, and we have nailed down the feel of some of the songs. And still we have more songs we're going to be working on. It's getting there, yeah. But Chris and I are still working on them, because we don't know them quite so well. But it's getting very good, yeah. And some of the songs that we haven't played tonight, I think, are even better.
Do you think that you will rework some parts of the old songs because it was made by computer? As you've got a live drummer,
yeah.
Will you change some parts, or?
I've already been doing that for about a year since I started playing with Lahania. I've been taking the program parts and translating them. It's like two different languages. And if you listen to one, you can hear how it might translate into another language, another musical language. Because some things, when they're programmed, they don't necessarily have the same feel. So I've been trying to keep the best parts of the program drums and then give a different feel, which works better live. And I think tonight was a good example of that, I hope.
Of course it is. Anya told me that you were almost neighbor or something like that. You just live at the corner of a street.
Myself and
yeah.
Annie. Yeah, that's right.
And how did she propose you to play in her band?
Well, basically, we'd known each other for a few years, socially. We used to go out and have lots of red wine, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we still do. I think late summer, early autumn 2006, we were talking. I think we met just again by chance,
Drinking.
Think that time, didn't we? Yeah, on the red wine trip. And you said that you had a band, you know, going, a new band. Sorry, I'm talking to her. And I said, okay, fine. And she said she had a few problems, though, with one or two people in the band. And I said, if there is an emergency, give me a call. And only about 3 or 4 weeks later, she gave me a call.
I had an emergency.
So, yeah. She had some gigs booked already. The very first gigs, the very first Hanya gigs, everything was sorted out. And the people in the band, the bass player and drummer, were not working out very well, I think personality-wise. So I got a CD, learned it as best I could, wrote out a lot of notes for myself so I could play the songs and just read the notes, you know, at the same time. And we did a couple of rehearsals with myself and Lutz and another guitarist, and it seemed to go very well, and Lutz was very pleased because he's been helping Anya out for the last few years, and so it seemed to work out very well. Yeah. And since then we just changed the guitarist, and it's been getting better all the time.
Have you got anything else you want to say about Lanya and the sound and
Lanya.
I mean
no,
band Lanya, not the
It's all lies, it's all lies.
About the sound, the band. I think there is still a lot of room for things to change. Some of the new material I just have on a CDR. Lutz has put it together at home, just as a demo. But his demos for this new material are so good that they sound like they could be the finished, or the basic track of the finished recording. And I'm very impressed. And I can't wait to get working on them and see what we can do very soon. I'm very, very into what he's done. And I think Lutz and I have the same mental thing about the sound and the direction and the general production and the construction of some of the material. Because I've done that a lot before with other bands. And I think Lutz and I are going to be very good together in the studio. So we start in a few days to put stuff together. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, what is your feeling for the gig tonight?
Today, I think it really was great. I definitely enjoyed it because it was a little bit. It gave us a little bit the feeling that we wanna produce and that we wanna have with a new CD we are doing. It's called Welcome to the Underground, and a little bit today for me it felt exactly like that. It was not a kind of average audience or whatever overall styles that exist. It was really for people that are in a kind of special scene or whatever, and they found together in that place, and they really had party, and it was really, really a very nice experience to play here today. Definitely, definitely.
And to play in Paris?
Actually, for me, it's the second time that I play in Paris with my main brand, Umbra di Mago. I played here, I think, 10 years ago or whatever. Definitely can't remember. It's a kind of scene we don't. I definitely don't know. I'm not into that. Although it's because of that, it's quite nice to play in Paris. It's a historical city, and there are big amount of very good bands or whatever that are influenced from Paris, or they live in Paris or whatever. And so it's from that, it's really very nice.
You will record some new tracks in some days. What is the new direction of the sound?
Well, actually, I'm the producer, so normally I have to give a proper answer right now. But the fact is, and exactly that is, I think, the direction. We want to be a little bit directed from that what happens live and what is going on really on the street, just to keep it on one side simple and on the other side at the nerve of the time. We try to get impressions exactly of gigs like that we had today and keep that spirit in that record we are doing, because I don't want to try to produce something that is compatible to all. Definitely not. We want to try to do something that is compatible to that what happens around us. And if you play a concert like that, and we were really, the people really, they invited us friendly, and we had been the support today, this is a kind of feeling or a kind of happening, whatever, I don't know how to say that. We want to really keep this into our new record, this movement or this, I don't know how to say it. It's really for me, it's a little bit Welcome to the Underground. Doing something somewhere does not have to be commercial. Do what you want, and there are people outside, and they really appreciate about that what you are doing. Do that. Live that, and just keep going forward, and that's it. You know, we don't have to follow a big ideal or whatever. It's not about that. Going 5 steps backwards and just listen what we are doing. It's something in the underground, not more, not less, and it's all about that.
The fact that you are right now 4 people. To record and to play live together. Is it easier to create music like that?
No. No, definitely not. Because I'm used to do all that alone. And now, there are some...
Everybody has an opinion.
Some whatever, guys.
No, you can't do it like that. No, it's rubbish.
No. The point is, it's music does exist. That's what people are doing together. It's not the idea of one person who wants to have it in a special way. Maybe that works for some persons, but not for me, because there is nothing more boring that I can listen to a CD that I wanted to have exactly that way that it happens. Because, you know, there is no music is a kind of interaction. It's not a single idea. It's definitely a kind of interaction. I'm really in that, especially in that case here, and I think that was the main reason why I'm also involved in this live playing thing, because at the very beginning it was only the only in
that's in,
common. Yes, I was only the producer. Here are some people, and they really have an opinion, and they definitely don't fit together in an easy way. But if you put all that enthusiasm and whatever if you put that all together, it is really amazing to play in that band. Because there's happening something. It's not, maybe can't be well predicted or whatever. It grows in the moment and whatever. And we really try to do that way if you're recording records or whatever, or if you're working on songs. It's okay, I'm doing the layouts, the main layouts of the songs, and arrangements or whatever, I do that. But I can throw it in and can say, listen guys, I did that. What do you think? They're starting a big discussion about that. Oh, let's do it that way, that way, whatever. No, that's holy crap what you're doing there. Let's do it that way, that's much better. Whatever. But it's a chance to get a big push forward if you don't just do that what you think yourself. If you let other influences into that process of being a song or whatever.
There is a lot of work in rehearsals, so.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But also in the rehearsals, in my opinion, there's no use to have a fixed plan where it has to go to. Because really, music does happen in the playing together of some people, and not in the idea a single person has. On one side, actually, it is more complicated, but on the other side, it's exactly that what we are talking about. We are talking about music, and that's not only the idea I have or she has got, it's that what happened with all the people who are involved. And really, for me, it's very, very important to have them in this complex of when a song exists. Definitely.
Anything else to add?
More beer.
Well, exactly. We are sitting really in the middle of Paris, and we ran out of wine and we ran out of beer. And it's really a hard job being a musician. Sorry for my poor English at the moment.
Thank you.
So, your feelings about tonight?
Tonight was great. There were quite a few people there that I've met on MySpace before, and it was lovely to see them, and it was fantastic to play in front of such an enthusiastic crowd. So, I really, really enjoyed it. I really had a great time.
The fact that a lot of people will suit because they are Japanese rock fans, it seems to not to be such a problem. In fact, you are connected, soundly, I mean.
I think it worked really well, actually, because I saw quite a few people in the audience that seemed to be Asian, and they were really rocking out. So I think it really works. I mean, when I first checked out the music of Moon Khanna, I wasn't sure, because on the CD it's very poppy. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the live videos and when you experience her live, it's a very, very much of a rock show. And the band is quite heavy, and yet they've got this cute little girl singer. And I thought, actually, that could work really well. And I think that the audience reaction tonight showed that it actually does work really well together.
You told me that in live it was more in your face than on your CD. And
that's right.
How do you explain that? Is it because you've got a guitar player, a real drummer? Or is it just because it's in live so you can express yourself in every way you want to?
I think there are two reasons. One is that when we recorded the album, when we started recording, that was almost like 2 years ago. And Lutz and I were working together for the first time. So in the beginning, you kind of work together, you try and find your sound, you work things out. Don't get me wrong, I think the album's fantastic. But it was just the beginning of us working together, you know? And the more you work together, the more you kind of work out which is the right direction to continue into. So there's that. We've worked together for much longer now, and we've written more songs together, we've recorded, we've played live, and little by little the right vibe and the right feeling started to crystallize itself. And then obviously it's the influence of having Bell on drums and Chris on the guitar, because each one of them brings their own style with it. So all of a sudden, you know, you're on stage and you kind of go like, right, I like that, I like the way this sounds, I like where it's going, so let's do more of this. And so kind of you see it's kind of going in this direction. It's becoming much more in your face. And it works. It works live. It works with the people that are involved. And I think it's a route that I'd like to explore more. Definitely.
You will record some new tracks in some days. Is it still on your emotion? On your emotions? I mean about the lyrics and stuff like that? Or did the other people give their emotions to the songs?
It's quite interesting with the new material because it started about 6 months ago after the last tour that we played. We started to write new material. And then really we left it for a little bit, worked on it a little bit, left it, worked on it. So there were basic ideas there. But it was really more recently in the rehearsals where we started playing these songs, where you kind of see them coming to life and see where they could be going. The emotion, that kind of, it doesn't calm down, it doesn't go away because we keep working on it. It kind of gets revived every time and it kind of, you see where it's going, you get renewed enthusiasm. And the other thing is that the story of the songs and where it's all going, that's shaping up as well.
Can I say something to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course.
You asked about the emotion. Is it still yours or is it still...
Or is it more the band emotions right now?
The point is, if we are talking about music, we are talking about emotions. Especially in music, we are talking about that. If somebody brings an idea in, it's not a ready-to-play idea. It's an emotion what he brings in. Exactly that is what happens. If she brings an idea or a phrase or whatever in it, it's not ready formed out in every single note. It's just a kind of emotion. Our point, the point of the musicians, is to fulfill exactly that emotion with the right notes to make it work. So it's not to have a kind of individual thing. I'm definitely, I can, for example, program some drums or whatever, but it does not have to be exactly that way that I did it. But if, for example, Bell, the drummer, is listening to that what I programmed, he realizes which idea or which emotion I had with that, and he can fulfill that with the right notes to bring it exactly to the point. And that's it. It's not to cut something of that away what I thought at the very beginning. It's to bring it exactly to the point. That's what we are talking about. Even if she sends me a track, for example, with some, sorry for doing monologues, with some vocal lines or whatever, I don't correct them. Never. Why? Because they are pretty perfect, because that are the thoughts she has. I just maybe move one or two of them in another direction just to make it more on the point. That's it. I don't bring something new to it or whatever. I pick up the main idea and bring it a little bit forward.
Have you got the idea to release a video clip?
We would love to release a video, but it's got to be right. And I think we want to wait for the right time and the right creative person to work with until we do that, because there's no point in doing something half-heartedly. You've got to find the right people to work with. So not just yet, but we are kind of starting work with some creative artists and visual artists that we're really interested in working with, and I think it's going to be a really exciting time going forward. So hopefully at some point we will be doing a video, but no direct plans at the moment.
What is your best remembrance about a live show?
Oh, I'll have to think about this for a little bit.
I think it was any live show. It was me and Belle.
Yeah, having such a great rhythm section.
Actually, no, I think I can tell you. The first time when I've done a lot of live performances as a guest vocalist for other people, and I think one of the best moments was when last year we played with a female industrial artist called Emily Autumn, who's a very talented violin player as well, and we played a London show with her. And what we played several shows, but the London show was almost sold out. It was completely packed. The people were going absolutely crazy. And we kind of expected that was going to happen for her, but what we hadn't realized is that the people knew our music, the words to all the songs. They had developed movements to do to our songs, you know, hand movements and motions, and it was like, wow. So we're playing to a crowd where we thought they were Emily Autumn fans and they didn't really know us. And really, it was absolutely crazy. You know, a third of the people in the audience knew every single word, and they were all like making these hand movements to our songs that we didn't even know we were supposed to do those hand movements. And that was sort of the first glimpse of, you know, where this could go. And it was amazing. And I think, you know, Paris was a little bit of that idea as well, just earlier today, because again, you know, the people came to see Moon Khanna, but like the Emily Autumn fans, they're people that really look at who the support band is, and if it kind of fits with their idea of what a band is about and this kind of underground vibe, then they are really going for it, and they embrace you and they just welcome you as much as they welcome the main band. And that's a really wonderful feeling, and you don't get that with every audience. It's a very unique thing. So I think those are my best life experiences.
And what is your dream to play with a band? I mean, if you've got the opportunity to play with any kind of band.
Oh, as a band?
Oh. Or with two, I mean, not especially in support. Which band would you choose?
There are a lot of bands out there that I really, really like. So this was tricky, but there are two bands in particular that I personally would love to play with, and I have no idea whether they're the right bands from a business perspective to play with, but I don't care. I love Tori Amos, and getting the chance to play with her would be fantastic. And I love a metal band called Disturbed, because...
American one?
Yes, because the singer David Draiman has got one of the most amazing voices on the planet, and... you know, to support them. Except my bass player, of course. But
just for the record.
The chance to go on tour with them and to maybe do a duet or something would be great. And they're not the obvious choices, I know. People would probably expect me to say Lacuna Coil or Within Temptation, and I like those bands. But there's something about the quality of what Tori Amos does and what Disturbed do. They're a little bit different. They don't do what we do. But it works, and I love their voices, and I would love to meet them as people, because I think they would be really fascinating people to meet.
Are you agree?
Yes. definitely yes. It is. It's definitely quite a good question. If you ask for with which bands you want to be surrounded or whatever, it's a little bit. It means looking for a comparison or whatever, a little bit, but I wouldn't see it exactly in that case. I would say, for example, my influences are not in the gothic scene or whatever, definitely not, because if I try to get some influences, I try to make a big step away of all that. It can be in the classic scene, it can be in very old school, whatever, Police or something like that scene. I don't try to look to something that is in any kind similar to us. It's the best to find something that is so far away that there is nothing that goes together or whatever. Just to keep, or just to get new influences or new whatever. So what would I like to see? I would like to see Lahania in a surrounding that where nobody would expect her. That would really be a great experience. Does that work? Because just it is Lahania. That is not enough to make it work for that audience. Like you said, it is a little bit like today, this Moon Khanna audience. They didn't expect anything, I think, like that what we were doing. They were really open-minded, and they really said, okay, it's something very different, but A little bit. It works exactly in the same scheme, so that can't be wrong. Let's listen to it open, and if it is good, we clap our hands or whatever. And exactly that happened today. That's great. Exactly that is great. Don't want to say, I want to have Lanya playing with Lacuna Kyle or whatever, because there are maybe some little points that are the same or whatever. It is, I really like it to do something like that today. It's different. It is different, and but it still works.
Anything else to add?
Well, really, to be honest, I just want to say a really, really big thank you to you for your support.
My pleasure.
For coming to the show tonight, for playing our music, because it's because of people like you that people actually know who we are and that people discover our music, and I think that's wonderful. We've never played in France before. We don't have direct distribution in France, so it's not easy to find out about us. It's not easy to get our records here, but it's people like Renault from the, you know, Japan Vibes and JV Store, and people like yourself that kind of play our music and tell people about us and give us a chance to come to France that make all the difference. And for us, that means the world. And
yeah,
I think to the people that have discovered us through the internet and that love what we do, it means the world for them, because otherwise we would never be here. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your music.
Pleasure.